It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Hearings against some companies that sold or made opioid painkillers begin this week, and communities hit hardest by the epidemic are hopeful to see settlement funds go toward resources, such as treatment options.
We do not have a detox center. We do not have a rehabilitation center. We have tons of agencies that are wanting to help people, but treatment, we need help with treatment.
We'll have that story coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. A Polish family-owned cosmetics business has decided to place its United States flagship in West Virginia. As Liz McCormick reports, the family hopes to open a manufacturing facility in Martinsburg in 5 years.
Bandy Cosmetics is a Polish company that's been around since 1986. The company claims it's one of the biggest skincare companies serving professionals and salons in Poland and has around 100 employees.
I was born in this company because my mother founded the company when I was 4 years old.
That's Joanna Draniak-Kicińska. She took over for her mother as CEO 15 years ago. Draniak-Kicińska, her husband Michael, and their two daughters moved to the U.S. on a work visa 3 months ago to begin developing a U.S.-based company in Martinsburg. They established Bandy Laboratories, LLC, in 2018. Draniak-Kicińska says they looked at other states for their startup, but West Virginia was where they felt the most welcome.
We met fabulous people. People who were very engaged, people who were in love with West Virginia, who were making great effort to show us all advantages and explain why is this the place where we want to be.
Draniak-Kicińska says she hopes to work with Blue Ridge Community and Technical College to train future employees, similar to what consumer goods company Procter & Gamble is doing. Bandy's skincare lines offered in Europe are not for sale in the United States, but the company has developed a new environmentally conscious line called Save that's only offered in the U.S. Save is available on Bandy's website and on Amazon. Berkeley County Development Authority Sandy Hamilton says Bandy's presence will help to diversify West Virginia's economy.
We're all going to benefit because it's just going to give different opportunities to our students coming out of our school system and to people that want to move into our area. It gives them a whole new arena of an area that we've never been able to offer before.
For the next year, Draniak-Kicińska says she and her family will be working out of the Hub, a business center in Martinsburg, as they learn about the U.S. cosmetics market. The family lives in nearby Winchester, Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.
A federal judge in Ohio is set this week to hear a closely watched case against some companies that made or sold opioid painkillers. It's the first hearing of the National Prescription Opiate Litigation, which consolidated thousands of lawsuits brought by state, county, and local governments. Settlement talks are also underway. The stakes are enormous, especially for the Ohio Valley, which has some of the worst rates of addiction and overdose deaths. As Aaron Payne reports, the hardest hit communities have no shortage of need and plenty of ideas for how money won from a judgment or settlement should be used.
In each kit, okay?
At a town hall event in Logan, Ohio, Kelly Talby is training a group to use naloxone.
And you spray it up one side of the nose.
As the director of nursing for the Hocking County Health Department, she understands the importance of the opioid reversal medication.
It is simple, it's safe, it's effective.
But naloxone is only one piece of a response to a crisis that has grown to affect nearly every aspect of life in this rural corner of southern Ohio. Communities need more treatment and recovery programs, more help for affected children and families, and housing and workforce training for those in recovery. All those take money. And despite a presidential health emergency declaration and congressional spending bills, there still isn't quite enough to meet the needs in rural communities throughout the Ohio Valley. Talby says she would like to see more go toward treatment, especially in Hocking County.
We do not have a detox center. We do not have a rehabilitation center. We have tons of agencies that are wanting to help people, but treatment, we need help with treatment.
With federal cases against opioid makers and distributors underway, state, county, and local governments are waiting to see how much money they'll receive, if any at all, and weighing in on how money from these cases should be used.
It is a landlord arrangement.
At a recent Ohio University symposium for solutions to the opioid epidemic, Betsy Anderson speaks about the importance of recovery housing. She's the executive director of Serenity Grove in Athens, Ohio. It houses five women as they begin their addiction recovery. Anderson says any money from the litigation must go toward many different solutions, and recovery housing is an important one.
Affordable, safe housing. What's affordable is often in environments that are not so supportive and conducive to long-term recovery.
Serenity Grove also helps these women get to appointments important to the recovery, like jobs or counseling services. Anderson says transportation is a special challenge for rural areas.
We have a grant-funded vehicle, but getting five different people to five different schedules every day is difficult.
Former Ohio Governor John Kasich has teamed up with West Virginia University President Gordon Gee to present their plan for funding. Kasich and Gee formed Citizens for Effective Opioid Treatment in hopes of guiding any money from a master settlement to hospitals. Gee uses Ruby Memorial Hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia, to explain how the cost of 25 uninsured patients with heart infections related to needle drug use can add up.
Each one of those people will stay in our hospital for 50 to 60 days. A lot of it unreimbursed, so this is in the order of millions of dollars of uncompensated care.
Kasich claims hospitals are in a good position to do the most with the money. He's not against local control of the funds, but he doesn't want a repeat of what happened with money from the tobacco settlement, which largely went into state's general funds.
They were required to pay $246 billion. And what we found is that an awful lot of that money never really went to tobacco cessation.
The first federal case brought by Cuyahoga and Summit counties in Ohio is against several companies the plaintiffs claim created a public nuisance by fueling the opioid epidemic. The case is considered a test of how thousands of others will go. Researchers believe whatever money might be awarded from these cases won't come close to offsetting the damage done by the opioid epidemic. But for rural counties across the Ohio Valley where the crisis hit hardest, they'll take anything they can get. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.